Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormis Fatakia. I hope all your listeners are safe after the horrific few hours that Mumbaikars faced last evening post the storm. For the latest updates on this and the hoarding collapse in Ghatkopar, we have CNBC TV18's Santhya Gora joining in. Santhya, good morning. What is the latest update?
14 people have died so far in the illegal hoarding collapse case. 43 are injured. They are hospitalized. NDRF search and rescue operations are underway. There are two teams of NDRF on the spot. Mumbai police has also filed an FIR against Bhavesh Binde, the director of Ego Media, and others. The FIR has sections of culpable homicide not amounting to murder and causing grievous hurt to somebody by an act endangering their life and personal safety. As per the IMD's latest update, there is no warning of any kind of a thunderstorm for Mumbai. For nearby areas like Thane and Palghar, IMD has mentioned that there is a possibility of a thunderstorm, but IMD hasn't mentioned how strong or serious the thunderstorm could be. Only for Raigad, and Navi Mumbai comes under Raigad, IMD has mentioned that there's a possibility of a thunderstorm and the wind speed can go up to 30 to 40 km per hour.
Santhya, thanks a lot for that update. An absolutely tragic incident there taking place in Ghatkopar. And for more on this, you can log in to cnbctv18.com for the latest updates. Back to the markets then, and volatility is the word for the markets in this May series. Now, since the 23rd of April, when the India VIX made a low of 9.8, the index has more than doubled and is now well above the mark of 20. Now, we've been highlighting this on our channel for the last few days that FIIs have been heavily net short in the market, and that may trigger prospects of a short covering. Now, the Nifty did see some short covering yesterday, but not before it fell to levels below 21,850. The bulls, though, will be hoping that yesterday's low of 21,821 will be the swing low for the recent cycle after having seen lows of 21,777 last month, and of course the March low of 21,710, which the bulls have managed to defend with all their might. The Nifty recovered nearly 300 points from the lows yesterday and ended above the mark of 22,100. However, one must note that 22,150 and 22,200 continue to remain barriers for the Nifty for further upside. The Nifty Bank, though, was the outperformer yesterday as both HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank contributed to the recovery. The index broke below its 100-day moving average intraday before staging a recovery. There is no significant handover from Wall Street as the benchmark indices there ended flat, but then our markets have mostly been indifferent to global cues, positive or negative, over the last 8 to 10 days. The GIFT Nifty as we speak is indicating a marginally positive start, but the key point here is that the start needs to sustain. Now, in some specific stocks that you need to watch out for this morning, now Vedanta and dividends are back. The company will consider the first interim dividend for FY25 at its board meet on the 16th of May, which is this Thursday. Additionally, it will also consider fundraising proposals through various methods. Remember, Vedanta paid dividends worth nearly 40,000 crore rupees in FY23, is currently undergoing a demerger process, and is also facing repayment obligations. While billionaire founder Anil Agarwal has maintained that the company has enough cash to service its debt, the street has had mixed reactions to this. Earlier this year, Vedanta Resources, the parent company, got consent from bondholders to restructure four series of bonds, two of which were due this year itself. The other big news, though, comes from Shriram Finance, the latest Nifty entrant, after it announced that it will exit its housing finance business by selling its entire 85% stake in Shriram Housing Finance to Warburg Pincus for a sum of 4,630 crore rupees. Post this transaction, Shriram Housing Finance will operate as a standalone entity. The remaining stake in Shriram Housing Finance is held by Valiant Capital Management, the California-based private equity player. JSPL reported earnings after market hours yesterday, where its EBITDA per ton was higher than expectations, as were volumes and EBITDA. Now, what worked for the company this quarter? Well, my colleague Nigel D'Souza tells me that it was courtesy of the higher steel prices, which were up by 1,000 rupees a ton, a $30 to $40 per ton dip in coking coal costs, and the benefits of increased captive thermal coal that came to the aid of JSPL this quarter. However, net debt increased by nearly 2,000 crore rupees from the December quarter and currently stands at well over 11,000 crore rupees. DLF expects the demand momentum in the residential segment to remain strong and that it plans to launch more than 11 million square feet of new products in FY25, targeting markets like Gurugram, Mumbai, Goa and Chandigarh. It also acquired a strategic opportunity in Sector 61 in Gurugram, offering development potential of nearly 7.5 million square feet and estimated sales potential of over 20,000 crores. Now, bookings for the quarter saw a bit of a dip both on a year-on-year and a sequential basis for DLF, but that is also courtesy a high base, so we'll keep DLF on our radar as well. It's another earnings heavy day now, with stocks like Bharti Airtel, Siemens, Colgate Palmolive, Shri Cement, Apollo Tyres, Idea Forge, among other names, who will be reporting results through the day. Cochin Shipyard has won an order that ranges between 500 to 1,000 crore rupees from a European client for the construction of a hybrid service operation vessel, or an SOV. The project is expected to be completed by the end of 2026. Now, for more stocks that are in focus, do log into cnbctv18.com. And that's all for today. We hope you all stay safe and have a wonderful day of trade ahead. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for all the updates on the Ghatkopar holding collapse and, of course, the markets.